New members can sign in over there. Oh, hey. It's you. I guess you're not here to join the community club. I mean, oh gosh, I shouldn't assume. If you want to, you still can. Honestly, we could use the members. And we have all sorts of fun collecting donated food and getting toys for kids during Christmas. Oh, and the soup kitchen. Oh, you're shaking your head. Of course. What am I thinking? You're already in a club of sorts. I don't think your coach would be too thrilled if you missed a game because you're volunteering at the Stray Cat House with a bunch of girls. So, what can I do for you? My hands? Oh, no, I'm not hurt. I was just painting the sign for the kids' strawberry patch we're working on next week. There's a lot of bread and stuff. Don't worry, I won't get paint on you. It's not like I'm gonna be touching you. You what? You want me to touch you? Why? Why would you want that? Are you crazy? Yes. Please do explain. I'm listening. I'm just gonna wash my hands really quick. Uh-huh. Right? You have a crush on someone? Oh, sorry, go on. Let me see. She said that? Oh. I guess I get that. How the hell did I get paint on my elbow? Oh, yeah, sorry again for interrupting. I'm still following. Yeah. Okay. Wow. So, let me get this straight. You have a crush on a girl. Like, you're in love with her. But she literally told you that you're too far out of her league. That you two are in different social circles, in totally different worlds. I mean, no kidding. You're the most popular guy in school. Maybe even the whole school district. I'm honestly surprised you still talk to me, where other people might see. Ugh, you know what I mean? Yeah, we've known each other since elementary school, and we've had plenty of classes together. But I'm sure you've had plenty of classes with people from Liz Lupin's first grade class. The point I'm making is that I get what this girl you like is saying. I can't imagine you dating anyone less than Miss Head Cheerleader herself, Brooke Loveday. Who? Ha ha, you're very funny. The one who thrusts her boobs at you every time you sit down in homeroom. She's kinda hard to miss. Hey, don't comment on my cup size so casually. Sure, mine are bigger than hers, but I'll have you know it's not something I'm proud of. Being a G-cup is a lot harder than you think. My shirts are always so tight across the chest. And forget wearing a button-up shirt. They just pop right open. It's miserable. They're not good for anything. You know something they're good for? You've got a pervy look in your eye. I don't want to know. Let's change the subject. Okay, so this girl says you're out of my league. Therefore, you've come to me because you want me to give you a make-under? Like make you less attractive?
I don't know if that's possible. Nothing, why did you come to me, though? It's not like I know anything about fashion or hair or. Oh, duh. That's exactly why you did. I'm just a huge, unpopular loser, and he thought, she's perfect for loser lessons. It's okay, it's okay. You don't have to sugarcoat it. I'm just a short girl with stupid big tits and glasses and sad braids. There isn't a boy in the whole school who would look twice at me. I'm invisible. The only reason girls like me is because they know I'm not a threat. Now that I think about it, I'm the perfect person to help you out. Really, I'm fine. I don't have to care about looks or getting a husband. I'm going to work hard and go to college this fall, and then I'll start my nonprofit and help so many people. Who has time to be lonely when you're hiding from unhinged, unhoused people that you were just trying to gift some shoes to? All right, let's get this over with. Did you bring any tools, I guess? Okay, fake glasses. A little makeup spoolie thing? I think that's what they're called. And scissors? Jesus! Are you really that serious about this? You think I'm gonna cut your hair? Right here in the classroom? I've never cut someone's hair in my whole life. That's okay. That's not okay. You're gonna look like, well, me. Oh, this is disastrous. You're really serious about this girl, huh? You look deadly serious. Fine then. Why don't you sit across from me over by the table? Just push all of these art supplies out of the way real fast so we can put these tools on the table. Let me get a good look at you. Well, there's your main problem right there. You're impossibly handsome. This is a fool's errand. But you are. Your eyes are the kind of deep and beautiful a girl gets lost in. And your hair lays just right, no matter what you do. You've got a noble nose and that jawline. Even your eyebrows are perfect. Gosh, I don't know what to do. Maybe if I. Nope. Now you look even sexier. You look more casual and cool. Yep. Casual. I don't know. You believe in me? Oh, well, thanks. I'll try my best then. Let's see. I'll take this spoolie thing, and maybe try brushing your eyebrows all sorts of ways. Okay. There. Now they look at least a little more unkempt. I even got this one hair to stick straight out. No. We're obviously not gonna, like, rub a burger on your face to give you pimples or anything. You said you're tired of waiting, and you want to see results with that girl right away? Let's try the glasses. Oh my God. Oh no. Oh. Sorry, no, nothing is wrong. They look good on you. By any chance, do you happen to know what dark academia is? Then don't worry about it. The glasses work. They work really well on you. You're looking less like a senior high school jock by the minute. Are you sure this isn't enough? You look great. We don't have to use the scissors. If you say so. Okay, well, I guess, if you think about, like art and stuff, people say that symmetry is good, right? So maybe if we make your hair, not that, then it'll turn you from, like, a 10 until, I don't know, like a 7 or something. Still. Huh? Just make you look like my dream guy? Oh, we don't have to worry about that. I mean, I don't even have a type or anything. Certainly not. Well, there is a hairstyle that I always thought you should try. But fair warning, I'm guaranteed to butcher it. That's what we want? Yes, yes, I know. Well, here I go. Oh God, I did it. I'm sorry. I actually cut your perfect hair. I know that's the goal, but more? Oh, jeez. Oh, eek. Oh God, that was a big piece. Okay. Oh, God. Oh, it's so wonky. Oh, it's so off. Why are you letting me do this? This is nuts. Okay. Don't move! I could snip your ear off or something. God. Okay, some right here. Ugh. Oh. Well, your hair smells really good. Oh, I've never been this close to you before, and I'm realizing that your hair smells nice. Sorry if that's creepy. Oh. Alright, thanks. I would have thought I smelled like paint, but I'm glad you think I also smell good. Let me just fix this one part. Oh no. There. I think I'm done. You look well here. I'll take a picture with my phone. Say, why the heck did I do this? Have a look. See? I failed you. I'm sorry. I tried to do my best, but honestly, you still look like a super hot guy. Even with messy hair and glasses and kooky eyebrows, they just serve to make you look like the popular quirky guy rather than the jock. It's a totally lateral move. I'm sorry again. And I promise, I really wanted to help you too. Oh, I wouldn't love if you went out with this girl instead of... I do want you to be happy. As your classmate. I want to see my classmates happy and enjoying their final high school year. The best years of our life and all. Oh, what are you doing? You just got really close to me all of a sudden and you look really intense. You're kind of freaking me out. Do I know when this girl told you that you were out of her league? Well, I assumed it was like a few days ago, or this morning, or something. When was it? In sixth grade? On the bus ride to that one super lame field trip? No way, that long ago? And you're still crushing on her all the way from middle school until now? That's devotion. Well, I can see why you don't want to wait any longer to confess. She might be gone away to college soon, and then you'll never have a chance. Wait, but no, it couldn't have been then, because remember, since my last name comes right before yours, we always had to sit next to each other when we had to take the bus anywhere due to that asinine seating chart. I sat next to you on the ride there and back. I definitely remember that now because the lunch I brought made me feel car sick. Bus sick? Whatever. And when I was dizzy, you let me lay my head on your shoulder. You smelled good then, too? I am so confused. You can't be talking about me. Nah, because I would never, ever, ever in a million years say that I didn't want to date you. That would be totally off the mark. I have had a huge manga crush on you in middle school. If I said anything like that, it's because, well, it's because I didn't want you to feel like I was just another social butterfly girl flirting with you and being annoying. I saw how tired you were of people doing stuff like that. And I wanted you to know that you could be safe with me. That I didn't want anything from you. That all I cared about was staying your friend. That was good enough for me. I didn't let myself hope to be more than a friend, a close classmate to you, because that would make me too sad and lonely. Not that we're friends. I still think, even with this pathetic make-under I managed, you're way out of my league. Like, you're on the moon compared to me, you're so attractive and... Wow. That was awesome. Let's do that again. Oh no. My head is all fuzzy. Did we just kiss? You kissed me on the mouth? With your lips? Oh, no, I wouldn't have preferred it if you put something else on my mouth. I just... Oh, wowie, wow, wowie, wow, wow. Oh! This must be a dream! That's it. I was working on the strawberry sign, and I must have fallen asleep right here at the table. Dang, this is a great dream, though. It's literally my dream come true. You know, I've dreamt about kissing you in the locker room, on the field, in the science lab. The list goes on. But never here in the club room. That's a first. I wonder if this one will end up with us having sex against some table, too. This one's kind of wobbly, though. Ouch! Oh, you bit me. I've seen sexy couples do that, but that hurt. Oh, that hurt. Hold on. Ouch! Oh, pinching myself hurt, too. That must mean... Oh my god, I'm so embarrassed. This isn't a dream at all. Please just forget everything I said about, other dreams that I've had, and things that happened in them. Just normal PJ dreams where we're talking flying cloth. Very, very innocent dreams about you and me. Hot body, huh? Oh, you're sucking on my shoulder so hard. But, oh, it feels good too. Oh, it's making me rub my thighs together. I can't stop. Did you just give me a hickey? A real one? From you? On my body? I can't compute this. I'm overloading. I feel like I'm going to faint. Okay, while I catch my breath, I'll admit it. I've had all sorts of lewd dreams about you. The first time I masturbated, I was even holding that jersey you loaned me once in PE. Oh, jeez, Josie, overshare. He didn't even ask that. I'm sorry if that was too much. Oh, your pants, they're changing. Don't just wink at me. Yes, I know what that is. I mean, it is. That's growing. Hardening, getting hard in there. It's, your Oh my god, I'm blushing so hard I might die. I hope you're happy. Because I sure am. Oh, this is... Hold on. Do you mind? Can I do something for you that I've always wanted to do? Like, ever since we hit puberty and I got more shapely up top? Oh, okay. Just don't move. All right. Sorry. I'm just trying to. I'm so awkward. Okay. No. Your dick is right in front of me. Oh, I'm drooling already. Can I? Just a little taste. Oh, thank you. Well, my dreams weren't even close to how amazing that feels to have you in my mouth. Now, let me just take off my shirt and unclip my bra. No, that mouth stuff wasn't what I was trying to do. One sec. Okay. Oh, finally. I was right. You are a boobs guy. Well, I have caught you staring more than once at my breasts during class. But I thought it was because I look so silly and top-heavy. But I wanted to see. Oh, yeah! You're even more erect than before. And your eyes are huge. Wow. I actually feel sexy for the first time. Thank you. Thank you for this. No, I want to try something I read about in the sluttier corners of the internet when I was thinking about how I might impress you. Okay, now, let's get you nice and sloppy wet first. And just a bit more for good measure, right on my tits. Well, maybe. Could you do it? Just a little spit here in my cleavage. I'll get closer. No, I said just a little spit. You don't have to lick. Oh, your breath. Your mouth on my breast is too much. Oh, it's amazing. Oh, I never knew you wanted to play with them this much. Even you squeezing them with your hands feels good. I'm happy the first person touching me like this is you. Oh, the nipple again. They're already so hard and swollen and pink. I always hated that my breasts were so sensitive and I try to hide them. What if I only knew what they could really be used for? Yes. I think my tits are, sufficiently lubed up now. Oh, thanks. Okay. I'm just gonna lean forward and, how do I get your penis between my breasts? I push my hands from either side. Duh, Josie. There. Is that comfortable? I just ask because your face is so red and tight. Oh, you say you're trying not to come just from being between my breasts? That makes me want to move them around even more. Who knew I had this devious side? It's just like I want to play with you. Oh, up and down, up and down. Pressing your cock between my boobs. Up and down, up and down. There goes the head. Buried in cleavage. And up he pops. With pre-cum dribbling out. Oh, I wonder if... I bet if I stick my tongue all the way out. Up and down. Wrapped in boobies. The best dick around. Gets a little lick. Oh my God, does that feel good? Really? Wow, I'm so happy. Me and the twins could make you feel all tingly. How about a little faster, hmm? I can push my boobs together even more. Is that nice and tight for you? You really look like you're straining. I hope I'm not hurting you at all. Okay, I'll just keep going. Okay. Make sure it's plenty wet. I didn't expect this to feel so amazing for me too. Your hardness against my chest. My nipples still burning from your mouth. I want to do this all the time. Oh, please. Oh, won't you come all over my breasts and my face? I know that sounds crazy. But I've actually fantasized about it more than once. Yes, I mean it. Just all over. Oh, please, cover me in your cum. I'm so happy. I'm so happy. Oh, you made me so happy. gosh. Yes, I still squeak like a little mouse sometimes. More importantly, look at all of your cum. There's so much. Oh, my tits are like drenched. Oh, wow. You even got some on my lips. That's what cum tastes like? Well, of course it would taste good. It's coming from you. Perfect, amazing you. What are you looking for? A towel? Oh, please don't! I mean, what I mean is, I want to keep it. Your cum on my chest. I would like to just let your cum stay on my breasts and sink into my skin. Even just rubbing it feels nice. Warm and wet. Perfect. I want to carry that feeling with me all the way home. Then I'll have proof this wasn't a dream for sure. Is that too weird? Oh, thank gosh. Oh, I guess I better put my shirt on in case one of the teachers comes in here. I can't believe we just did that. At school. In my club's room. Oh, this is so... Oh my god. Your hair. I forgot. No, I like it. I mean... I have to. For the time being, right? will I... still get to be close to you when it grows back out? I mean, is this a one-time thing between two classmates with crushes, or are we, you know, like a thing now? Probably silly. What's this? You're giving me your pin? Like, to wear? This isn't the 1950s. Wait. Wear publicly? But then everyone will know we're dating. That's the point, he says. That's the point? You're crazy, you know that? Fine. If you want to go down in a blaze of unpopular glory, then I won't stop you. I don't know if I'll be able to stop you from doing anything at this rate with those kisses of yours. Hold on now. What are you doing? Why are you standing up? I haven't even put my shirt back on yet. I know I just said I wouldn't be able to stop you, but... Against the table? Here? After you just... Oh my god, yes, please.